Scripture reading is from the Old Testament, Isaiah. It's found in your pew Bibles on page 685, Isaiah 55, 6 through 9. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
And would you pray with me? Our Lord and our God, we give you thanks this day for this opportunity we have of coming together to worship you. Be with us now as we hear your word. And I ask, Lord, that you may be in these words in each and every one, and let them be for each of us that word specially for us this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to share with you a scripture that you're probably familiar with from Matthew chapter 7. Now, you've heard these words before. Verses 24 through 27, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like the wise man who built his house on rock. The rains fell, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like the foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. It was a Sunday morning. Susan and I walked in that church building and were directed to the fellowship hall. But we were there for worship in the beautiful old sanctuary at Main Street United Methodist Church in Bedford, Virginia. At the time I was working at the Society of St. Andrew, which is a hunger ministry, and was attending Main Street United Methodist Church. But why were we going into the fellowship hall on this day? Our questions were answered as the service began. It was explained that a large crack had formed right over the choir loft. A structural engineer had been called in to investigate, and when he saw the severity of the crack and the danger it posed, he immediately ordered that no one was to go into that sanctuary again, and that the sanctuary was condemned. Volunteers were allowed to go in and get the pews, get the pulpit furniture, the altar. Were allowed to get the stained glass windows. But that was all. The church members wanted to repair that old, much-loved sanctuary. But in investigating to find out what the cause of the crack was, they learned something they would never have guessed. 100 years before, when that sanctuary had been built, there was no foundation. It had been built, in the words of Matthew, on sand. There's nothing to do but to tear it down and to build again, this time on a firm foundation. Foundations are vital for secure buildings. And foundations are equally important for our life of faith, because cracks will come, physical, mental, spiritual, in this building that makes up who we are. But with a firm foundation, we can weather the difficulties that will come. I hope you were listening as Shauna read to us from Isaiah. Now, if you ever get a chance, go back and read the whole chapter of Isaiah 55. If I had to pick one of my favorite chapters from Isaiah 50, from the Old Testament, it's the Old Testament, Isaiah 55 would definitely be in the running. The whole chapter is a good chapter. But the verses she read to you, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And one of the reasons I really like this is because we have God's own words here. For he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So in this scripture from Isaiah, we're first encouraged to work on that firm foundation by seeking the Lord, building on the rock. And then the powerful words of God reminding us that we are not God. Our thoughts, our works are not anything. Our ways are not anything like what God's thoughts and God's ways. Our firm foundation comes only when we remember and follow God's thoughts and ways, when we are building our foundation on solid rock. Susan and I took a trip to Florida during February, and we went to St. Augustine. And let me see if I can pull up. There we go. Oh, there we go. Okay. If you've ever been to St. Augustine, you may have seen this church. It's Memorial Presbyterian Church, built by Henry Flagler in 1889 as a memorial to his daughter and granddaughter. But it's a gorgeous church, almost more like what you would expect to find one of the cathedrals in Italy than in St. Augustine as a Presbyterian church. But there's some real interesting stained glass windows around. This is right above the door as you come in. This rose window was, you can see two angels there. And I don't know if you can read the words there or not, but it's ones we've already repeated today. I believe in the Lord our God. Well, let's see. What do we have here? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. It's kind of interesting, too, because if you look in this church, you look around at the other various windows there, the stained glass windows, they have the various phrases of the Apostles' Creed all the way around that church. And each window then has a picture relating to whatever phrase is in that particular window. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. If you think about the Apostles' Creed, these 12 words are what the rest of the creed rests upon. And when we repeat the Lord's Prayer, when we recite that, when we pray that in a little while, how do we start that? Our Father. Those two words is what the rest of the prayer rests upon. And I wanted to share something with you, too. When I was a pastor at Lane Memorial United Methodist Church in Alta Vista, Virginia, they gave me a shirt. And I particularly like this shirt, not because of what it says on the front, but because of what it says on the back. Can you read that? In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. That is how the whole Bible begins. That's the first four words of the Bible. Here again, we found God, the foundation stone of the whole Bible. Now it's up to us to make a firm foundation. But we have that foundation already. We just have to allow it to come in to our life and make it our firm foundation. But it takes time, it takes work, and it takes love. And let me give you four keys to finding this making this our firm foundation. First key, right here, our church. Our church family. Our community of faith. Because right here is where a lot of our firm foundation is established. We hear the scriptures here. We celebrate the sacraments like we will in a little bit here. We have baptism, the Lord's Supper, communion. But we also need to spend time with God. I don't know how many of you have an opportunity every morning or every evening. I don't know what your best time is for having private time with the Lord. But that is so vitally important. Even if it means waking up 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 minutes early, just so you can spend some time with God, that, I think more than anything else, helps us build that firm foundation. Maybe a Bible study group or prayer group. I don't know how many of you went to the pastor's Bible study. I understand that was very good. The best pastor study, the one he had past couple of weeks, a very good way of getting information and making that firm foundation. And the very fourth one is one I want you to remember. This is the whole idea of grace. Grace is our trump card. I don't know if you remember, I promise I won't sing this, but there's a song, you might remember it, Grace, Grace, God's Grace, Grace that is greater than all our sin. Grace is the one thing that we have that cannot be taken away from us, not something we can buy, it's something that's freely given. It was not free, it cost Jesus his life. But it is freely given to us as we believe in God and Jesus through him. Now, it sounds like what I'm talking about takes a lot of time. And it does take some time. And I know some of you meet yourself coming and going, especially those of you who are doing caregiving for children, maybe for parents or for others in your life, that caregiving is something that's almost all-consuming for you. Have any of you watched the TV show This Is Us? Have you seen that? I see a few hands back there. In this show, we have a couple that have triplets. It kind of follows their life. But the one scene I remember was this couple has just gotten the triplets home from the hospital and just gotten them in their little baskets, each one. Finally, they're all quiet. You can look at them. You could tell they're exhausted. They sit down on the floor together, and just as soon as one of the babies starts crying. And the woman with tired resolution, resignation, decides to she's going to get up and get the baby. And you can tell the man recites something that evidently has become a mantra for them. They'll be in college soon. There are times in our lives when we must build that firm foundation, but those times sometimes just are not there for us because we're so, so busy. And when prayer giving and other things of great importance become so time-consuming to us, I suggest that you take that to your Heavenly Father. What I do a lot of times when I'm getting those real busy times, bullet prayers. Just the things like that where I just talk to God very, very quickly. Doesn't have to be, on my knees or whatever. I can just say those little prayers. But tell God that you want that relationship, because God wants that relationship with you just as much as you want it with God. And let God help you find the way that works for you during those real busy times. Because cracks will come in our lives. It may be in the area of health, ours? Are those close to us? Maybe the death of someone close to us. Doubts. Questions about God. Relationships. Addiction. Betrayal. Unforgiveness is a big area in a lot of our lives. Have any of you seen the movie The Shack? I see a few hands here. I saw that a week or two ago. An excellent movie. Now, I've been asked a couple of times, well, is this biblical, The Shack? And I thought about it. I hadn't really thought about it, you know, until somebody asked me. I thought, well, no. But it's a great story. And it's a powerful story about unforgiveness and dealing with unforgiveness in our lives. And I highly encourage you to go see it. Many things, unforgiveness among them, are things that can cause those cracks in our lives. And we need that firm foundation to help us when we face those times. And no one can do it for us. God is our firm foundation, but we need to work on that foundation day by day to see that it remains strong. And then today, we come to our time of communion, which we will share in just a few minutes. This is, again, part of our firm foundation. When we come as a church before God's altar to receive Holy Communion. And remember the story that communion is based on? What was Jesus sharing with his disciples when he established communion? Remember? He was celebrating Passover with them. That's one of the times in the Jewish year that is so very important, because it's the time they remember that God saved their people when the death angel in Egypt passed over the Israelite people. And Jesus was celebrating that when he established Holy Communion. Again, we see God, the firm foundation, helping the Israelites and then helping us through Jesus. We find through our communion service the sacrifice of Jesus, and through that, the grace on which is the mortar of our firm foundation. I'm going to ask us now to pray our prayer of confession. Will you join me? Lord Jesus Christ, you are the way of peace. Come into the brokenness of our lives and our land with your healing love. Help us to be willing to bow before you in true repentance and to bow to one another in real forgiveness. By the fire of your Holy Spirit, melt our hard hearts. Consume the pride and prejudice which separate us. Fill us, O Lord, with your perfect love, which casts out our fear, and bind us together in that unity which you share with the Father and your Holy Spirit. Amen.